You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We have a lot of projects around here that we need you to support in order to support the go-it-alone nature of what it is we're trying to do as a network here. And so I want to tell you about those projects, because beyond South Beach Sessions and Mystery Crate and Stupidity, beyond that, there are a whole bunch of new projects that we're going to embark on in the coming years to give you more and more network options. And Off the Looking Glass is one of them. Jessica is doing that with Kate Fagan. And you've got what coming up this week, Jessica?
Well, this week we have Brianna Stewart on, and she's great. She's going to Puma. She's going to have her own signature shoe, which is a big deal with a female athlete. You will hear more about that and the history of that on the show. Kate did an incredible feature on the Air Swoops and the history of that shoe and signature Nike shoes that I think people will really, really like. If you're into sneaker culture or Nike or just sports apparel in general, or you just like hearing a good story, I think people will really enjoy that. Kate did an amazing job with it.
But do you have a clip to promote Off the Looking Glass, Jess?
We do, Mike. Thanks for asking.
So natural.
That was really seamless. We've been doing a lot of different skits, and it's kind of a magazine-style variety show type thing. So we did something last week in last week's episode, which we didn't get to play last week because of the short week, that I think people will like. So, I don't know. Mike, do you want to play it?
Women like to feel safe. Women like to feel powerful. Women like to strap their titties down when participating in physical activities. That's why one of the leading producers in men's tactical gear is making the first ever tactical sports bra.
Tac Bra!
Sure, everyone has sports bras, but not like this. Tac Bra is made out of Dyneema, a high-performance polythene tactical fabric that's lighter than water, 15 times stronger than steel, and can literally be worn while being run over by a Humvee.
Run over by a Humvee.
The Tac Bra comes equipped with two high-intensity, strobing flashlights to stun and disorient competitors. This high-performance wear also comes in silicone carbide, nano Kevlar, and metallic glass. It can withstand sub-zero temperatures and extreme heat, but should only be washed on gentle with light colors.
Gentle with light color!
Women are up to 400 times safer when competing in Tac Bra, and that's at any level. Tac Bra comes in four flattering and flirty Digicam prints, but only comes in one size.
Only one size.
Tac Bra gives you peace of mind so you can keep your head in the game. Tac Bra Tactical Sports Bra. It's a bra.
I thought that at the Heat game the other day, when we were getting praise for our sneakers, I believe that is a first in show history where a group of people, Amin, met out with Izzy, and I was thinking to myself, Kate with Juju and Tony, like, you guys, I don't know if there is an appetite for a weekly sneaker type of show. I think there might be, but I can't believe that our show has gotten good there fast. Like, we've gotten stronger in the shoe game very quickly.
Yeah, we classed it up for you guys, I guess. Yeah, take that, Levitard.
I mean, you guys, I was surprised.
You're welcome.
I was surprised at how stylish and you guys were being celebrated so much for your shoeiness. And Kate fancies herself like the best of the sneakerheads.
Kate is very knowledgeable when it comes to this. She always looks great. She always has great shoes on. When we talked to Brianna Stewart, I'm not sure if it made the cut, but Kate was like, if you only could take one pair of Nikes with you, if your house was burning down.
Is she a Puma person? How could you say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, well, it was she just signed the Puma deal. So we were like, we understand if it's Nike, like that's okay. Like, you know, it's hard to find all of one type of apparel and then like switch over and then start from scratch. So we talked about that with Brianna Stewart, but she was like, yeah, I would probably take my, you know, Nike Jordan Dior's. And we were like,
wow.
Yeah, that makes sense. Cause that's like a $15,000 shoe. So thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Brianna Stewart.
No, you tell the insurance that it burned.
That's a heady play.
Slash arsonist.
There is heady play, insurance scammer, agent of chaos, Billy Gill. I am glad that we brought him.
Oh, no, they stayed
behind. I'm running off on him.
With the proceedings. Stupidity, also, you guys were talking about something funny that had happened with Stupidity that I think we have sound for as well, but I don't know what the sound is.
Well, Dan, so Bobby Valentine, Bobby V, has a book that came out yesterday, actually. So he came on to kind of promote the book and just tell us stories. And Bobby V, according to Bobby V, has lived quite a life. And he's done a number of things and can do basically everything, according to Bobby V. And one of the things that he can do is dance. And he claims that he won some international dancing competition at the Fontainebleau in Miami. And he could have been on Dancing with the Stars.
He was a champion ballroom dancer, man.
Yeah, champion. That's what I was saying. He's a champion ballroom dancer. And then we suggested, hey, maybe you should be on Dancing with the Stars. And surprise, surprise, he knows the person that invented the show and may or may not have been in talks about joining the show.
Do you have a clip?
Yeah, we do. It's right there.
I don't know who's worse at teeing up a clip, me or Billy.
If Dancing with the Stars had come along like 10 years earlier, you would have been like this national phenomenon that everybody knew. Not that you're not, but it would have been a whole nother level.
Could have been a whole another level. When that, you know, interestingly enough, and it's not in the book, but when that started, one of the founders of that was a guy from Westchester, Mitch Slater. And Mitch kind of called me up. He's a friend of a friend. And he said, hey, do you want to do this? At the time, though, I had a crooked leg. Oh. I was an older guy. I didn't have the balance and all of the dexterity. I mean, I could do the steps, but I didn't have really what it took. But I could have been on one of those original shows and it really would have added to my brand.
Wow. You never think, let me call Mitch now. I'm feeling a little bit better. You look great. I don't know how you look this
you look
great
amazing,
at 71.
Bobby.
Maybe you could tell us that secret later on. But you never think, let me call Mitch up and give it a go?
Ouch. Yeah, we lost Mitch last year, actually. He was a terrific guy, and he has since sold the program.
I just want to point out...
Billy wanted me to ask that question.
What an agent of chaos. He loves it. He loves that he killed
Billy's poor Mitch. He was heartbroken.
Killed
so
poor
bad
Mitch.
For Bobby.
You're badgering Bobby Valentine Mitch. Until you make it so
just
that Stu Gatz is laughing at his late friend Mitch.
Rest in power?
By the way, Mitch Slater, so you think you can dance with his show.
Oh,
Dancing
wow.
with the Stars with someone...
Wow, so Bobby Valentine would have been on So You Think You Can Dance.
Which is a completely different show, by the way.
I'm going to have him back on and find him. I mean.
Is this the same as
Mitch
the
too?
Bagel Mitch or no?
Bagel Mitch? Because he claims to have invented the rap. Not Bagel Mitch, but Bobby Valentine claims to have invented the rap.
Like the sandwich or the musical styling?
He's invented
styling.
Everything. He's invented
you
everything.
Thought I was saying rap like an old person? The rap, the hip hop. No, the sandwich rap.
The rap.
the sandwich rap. He claims to have invented it.
Not just that. We had conversations about the possibility of him going to space.
Yep.
Spoiler alert, those conversations have happened already.
Mm-hmm.
Stupidity, people. Check it out. Bobby V, the former Mets manager who most famously, you know, he won a lot of games. I think he won more than 1,000 games, right?
He was a good manager. He was a good player. He really was.
He's most known, though, for wearing a fake mustache after an ejection.
Yes, and I told him he was my inspiration for when I got kicked out of a lacrosse tournament. I came back in a disguise on the parent sideline and coached my team. He was very proud of me. He really was.
Billy doesn't. Billy, why are you shaking? Why is skeptical Billy behind that mask?
It was just two Stu Gatzes yesterday cutting it up.
Really? Bobby V is me and I am Bobby V. I meant to tell you guys, I spoke to Adam Gase, by the way.
He got back to you today?
He did. I had a conversation with Gase. Gacy.
Oh,
yeah.
That's where he was.
What did he say? He's interested in Notre Dame or what?
I found this to be interesting. Besides the fact that we're playing golf a week from Friday at my course, okay? Adam Gase is not only not interested in the Notre Dame job, he's not interested in coaching. He is in South Florida.
Is a feeling mutual, perhaps.
Wait, are you breaking this news?
He will not coach for a while. He has found some balance in his life. I didn't ask him for anything. We just had a nice conversation. It was a couple of friends cutting it up who are now playing golf a week from Friday. It was great.
Reporting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really want to play golf with him. I'm not certain if he realizes, you know. Part of the allure was him being the Jets head coach. Yeah. I don't know.
You definitely want to play golf with Adam Gase.
No, this is how Stugatz is. If you can do something for him as the Jets head coach, he wants to play golf with you. I believe that Stugatz might treat Adam Gase the way that he treated Charlie Hume many years ago when he showed up and drove 90 minutes and Stugatz hid from him on the golf course because he didn't want to spend time with him.
I showed up to the driving range, okay, and I owe Charlie a call, but I showed up to the driving range.
I thought you were going to say, and I owe Charlie money.
Well, I hit a couple of balls with Charlie.
That's what the call's about.
And Chaz was hitting him 350 off the tee, and what I told them was, hey, I am sorry, the course is booked, but there's a course right down the street. I can't join you there, but there is a course right down the street. I'll set you up there.
That's what you're going to do
to Gase? No, I'm not going to do that to Gase. I mean, I'm going to play with Gase, you know? Dan, it felt oddly good to have a conversation with someone and not ask them for anything. It was crazy. In fact, he asked me for something around the golf.
See, he's already framing it. It's like, I'm doing something for him, and he's going to have complaint. Stugatz is going to get like one hole in and realize this was a terrible mistake because I can't get this guy on my podcast. He's not going to do anything for me. I can't even use him to level up, and he's gonna like get a family emergency, like a bat mitzvah or something that he's got to leave immediately.
Is there the possibility that Stugatz, that all of a sudden Adam Gase shows up and Stugatz just asks him to shovel the driveway and park cars?
Hey there, did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.